We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
This segment is brought to you by PointsBet, and we got some blinking lights here. We've talked enough. It is your turn to do so. Sometimes you got to do what the score does, and that is punch a button. This one will bring us Brendan in Frankfurt on the Bernstein and Holmes show. Hello, Brendan.
Hey, guys. How are you doing? Can you hear me okay?
We can.
All right. Good stuff. So, look, I'm a big Sox fan, got a season ticket package, all that stuff. So, I wanted to ask you a question, kind of get your view. It's twofold. First of all, Lawrence, thanks for calling out that the Mendick injury was self-inflicted, which it was, right? I was kind of waiting for someone to bring it up. But my question is this. So, obviously, they are exhibiting kind of a lack of effort, like you were talking about. They also are not a very cerebral or intelligent team, honestly, in my opinion. Do you think those two things are connected, right? And then the second part, and I think it's kind of related, is do you think this also connects to the types of players that the White Sox scout and recruit? Because obviously there's a commonality here. Contrast that with, like, maybe the Cardinals, right? They seem like they scout really well. The free agents like Goldschmidt and Arenado are really smart, well-rounded players. Just want to get your overall, you know, perspective on that.
I think that it could. The other issue, and again, it is a reasonable thing. There's some step jumping that White Sox prospects who are on the major league level have done. They've bought out arbitration years to get guys to the major leagues faster, which I think are smart ideas. That doesn't mean that player development ends. And in a lot of cases, that's what it feels like. That's where you start to look at the manager. I want to keep it a buck with y'all on this. Part of the reason that Tony La Russa is manager of the White Sox is that he's supposed to win in the margin. He's supposed to make your team better. And we've allowed them with the hire to act like he's not, that he's supposed to just be some sort of CEO manager. When he hasn't put together a staff that would allow you to feel that way. Most of the people that are on his staff, like Ethan Katz wasn't a professional, you know, pitching coach. Like there are guys there that aren't the top of the, like if you were putting together a let's prop up our manager staff.
If you were an executive manager, you would have the boots on the ground manager surrogates. Or guardrails against his bad decisions. So they have constructed a staff, whatever you want to say about the experience of Jerry Nairn or the wherewithal of Miguel Cairo or anybody else, there's nobody there preventing the downside and or providing their own measurable, noticeable, palpable upside.
There are plenty of times that over the last month that White Sox fans during games on Twitter have been like, Giolito's at 70 pitches. You might want to get someone up. Oh, you didn't get someone up? Oh, and they just win Yakutal.
And here's the third time through the order, WRC plus against.
Right. Here's the batting average against him the third time through, and it's 450 or close to 500 now. And after we get to 70, 75 pitches, that's data that I imagine, I don't know this for sure, but I imagine that the front office is given to the coaching staff and they haven't done anything with it. This is to go to your Bears thing that we were talking about. In the case of La Russa, because of his own history and his resume, you understand moments where he might feel like he needs to go with his gut. I'm okay with a few of those. But when the manager, throughout the first 68 games of the season, you can point to individual games and you can go, wow, that was an egregious mistake by someone who's not supposed to make that mistake.
Yeah, just being wrong and late. Yeah.
And I keep coming back to, it feels like they hire, and I know that it's Jerry, but everyone at the organization's got to wear this, man. All of you got to wear it. They hired his resume. And the resume can't manage. The guy right now, if he were just Manager X, you wouldn't have hired him. And even looking at him making some of the stuff work, he's clearly made some of the individual relationships work. That's not enough.
It's like what I read on Twitter. It's the equivalent of giving the Wright brothers the keys to a modern Boeing 737 and saying, love your work, fly this.
Good luck. And it hasn't turned out well at all.
Not equipped. But to Brendan's point also, I want to make sure that I address this about pro scouting. Yeah. When you look at some of the deals that they've made and some of the missteps and some of the over-scouting they've done of Craig Kimbrell or Cesar Hernandez or...
Yasmani Grandal, maybe.
Josh Harrison.
If you look at some of the things that they value, like he's a great pitch framer. Okay, cool. What else defensively does he do for you? He boxes the ball. He doesn't throw people out consistently. Like there's the trade-offs that they've had to make and the way that they sell the player on you. Think about the way they sold Nick Madrigal to people. And when you're watching him and you're like, mm-mm. Like who scouted that? Who scouted that and told you that was a major league player?
Well, they fired him.
That's not a major league player.
Nope. And can only play one position.
Kind of.
Can only be played at one position, I should say. Tim is in Flossmoor, and he's on Sports Radio 670. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, very good, very good. Yeah, this is Tim. You know what? I have a problem. Like I told the guy who answered the phone, I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so, about both of the managers of both of the teams. I've been watching the... Cubs since I was 9. I'm 61 years old, 65. I even forgot.
Tony, this isn't really a Cubs segment though. Can we get to the White Sox point that you want to make?
That's gonna be me in like a week. Just like missing 4 years of my life.
I switched back over to the White Sox because you know I was on a change team, and they go to hire Tony La Russa. He was done. That's where all the mistakes, that's where everything is going wrong. It's Tony La Russa. The game is passing by. That's basically all I have to say. He doesn't care. He's there to get a check.
No, thanks, Tim. I think
he's
that Tony...
He's 61, he's 65. Oh, maybe he's 72 by now. I don't know.
I think that Tony cares. And I do think that there is some value to him being a part of your organization. I don't think that they are getting the value they thought they were going to get by making him manager. When you look at the way that the White Sox have either faded at the ends of seasons over the last couple of seasons or how they've played in the playoffs, one of those is on Ricky, one of those is on Tony. And now we've seen, just look at the White Sox record since the All-Star break last year. Yeah, Dan, it's been a 500 team.
Are we sure?
Just about 500, okay. Around, like they are this whole season, kind of around 500.
Jim in Hoffman Estates, welcome to The Score. Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. You're both making a lot of very good points about the Sox and their things they need to improve on. Something I haven't heard any talk on, unless I've missed it, is Tim Anderson getting picked off first base two games in a row.
Yes, it's terrible. It's terrible. And the way, and it was two different pickoffs. And one of them is just not being present in the moment. And the other one is you got to KYP. Know who's back there. Know who's over there. Who you're dealing with. It's bad. Like, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about it's this incremental stuff of there being a lack of focus. And if each one of these players were to give you just a little bit more, it would, I think, be better. And that's why we're asking the question. That's why we're wondering why we're not seeing the White Sox as a contender be maximized this season. Dan, at the beginning of the show, you said you were talking about numbers. And you were like, pick your number. Pick your number for what you think the White Sox would need to be to win the division. I went with a conservative number, okay? 83.
Of course you did.
To get to 80...
Just randomly.
To get to 83 wins from where the White Sox are right now, they got to go 50-34. You trust them to go 16 over after playing 2 under for this season? Is it possible? Yes. Is there precedent? Yes. Last year's Atlanta team. You could go back to...
That's a much better baseball organization,
though. And remember, they did add. Like, they didn't stand pat. They had... And the White Sox are going to, I think, eventually have to. They're going to have to make some hard decisions when the trade deadline comes up in August.
50-34 to get to the meager total of 83 wins in a season when, whatever the Vegas numbers were, the over-under was well into the 90s. And this was a purported potential World Series champion. You've got to go 50-34 from here on in starting today.
Starting tonight against the Orioles.
Today, 50-34 to get to 83.
Wild, right? And there's still so many other problems, too. I don't know if Lance Lynn is any good right now. And he's still working back. Lucas Giolito is lost, Dan. He's lost. And they don't have an explanation for why there's no velocity. Go back to his start 2 days ago. His average fastball was 92.3 miles per hour. You ain't getting nobody out with that. They're going to be hitting the ball over the wall all the time. How soon is it before we hear the White Sox say, well, maybe he's in a dead arm period and Lucas ends up going on the IL too?
I can tell you this. You are not going to want to miss Steve Stone coming up at noon.
Agreed.
You are absolutely going to want to make sure you are here to hear what Steve Stone has to say at noon. I'm really looking forward to it. We have High Noon coming up next. I have to take you into your weekend with a pair of remarkable animal stories.
Ooh, and I would like to talk about college football.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.